From Bayport High School, just outside of Green Bay, I'm Chris Conley. Welcome to Game 2 of our girls' basketball playoff doubleheader. The DC Everest Evergreens against the Bayport Pirates will be underway in just a few moments. The Evergreens are on the air. Bayport is the suburban high school in the Howard Suamico School District. We're about a good 5-iron away from downtown Green Bay. Evergreens are a number 16 seed. They got in here by beating Green Bay East at home earlier this week. Bayport's been waiting for the winner of that game. Now, Bayport started off their season 19-0. Star player Emma Nagel, a senior, went down with a foot injury. She's here in the big boot of shame. And then since then, Bayport lost two of their last three. So they come in here a little bit sour. Evergreens will play without their post player Danny Langseth. Big crowd here, too. The bleachers have filled in, and we'll turn it over to the Bayport High School Pep Band for our national anthem. The Evergreens wear their road green uniforms with yellow trim and white numerals. Bayport wears the home white with the dark blue and the light blue. The Evergreens starting five tonight will be Kara Hammond, Emma Pyatt, Hannah Studeman, Paige Zarnick, and Kennedy Stoll. Again, Danny Langseth travels with the team but does not dress because of the shoulder injury. Looking forward to seeing Danny next year. Evergreens being introduced to this crowd right now. Bayport's a number one seed. Evergreens were number 16 seed, so there's no pressure. Play hard, have fun. Winner of this game plays again tomorrow. Again, we are on tape delay tonight. We gave the live broadcast to Wausau East, having won their first playoff game in 23 years earlier in the week. So that's the Cinderella glass slipper, and we'll let the Lady Lumberjacks wear it as long as it fits. Bayport, a number one seed, does not have a lot of seniors. Emma Krieger is one of their starters being introduced to the crowd here. There's Elena Abel. Bayport's going to have a height advantage tonight as well. Reagan McIntyre. Maddie Drack. And Mackenzie Johnson complete the starting five for the host Bayport Pirates. This is a big, long gymnasium. The bleachers are not particularly tall. We call today's game from high atop the Evergreens bench. But you could put another entire basketball court just to my right, to the far wall of this gymnasium. We're brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, local lenders lending local money and keeping our community strong. Cloverbelt Credit Union, construction loans too. The crowd being given the good sportsmanship announcement, and then our playoff game will be underway. Evergreens will ask Kennedy Stoll to jump center. Again, Bayport lost their last game, but they arrive here with a 20-2 record, so by far the more accomplished team. Evergreens 4-19. Maddie Druck will jump center for the Pirates. All right, we meet in the center circle. Ball's in the air. Let's light this candle. Wow, that tap in the air was bended towards Druck, and she just barely had to leap up to tap it back. Elena Abel possesses, and Bayport will have the first possession moving to our left. Bounced along the baseline to Druck. Go back out. Evergreen's in a 2-3 zone. Bayport posts up high to the corner. Open three. Mackenzie Johnson. It's good. Pirates open with a three from the wing and full court pressure for the Evergreens to contend with. Get it in to Kara Hammond. She's across the timeline, knocked out of bounds by the Bayport player. Elena Abel got a hand in there. Evergreens will keep possession and will inbound right in front of the Bayport parent section. Over on the far side, Evergreens again, tight man-to-man defense. They get it in to Hannah Studeman. Studeman lost it on her dribble, knocked away and stolen by Reagan McIntyre. Goes right down court to Mackenzie Johnson. Ball is loose on the floor. Bayport fishes it out. Three ball from the left side. That one's good. Mackenzie Johnson hit one from the left wing, and now she's hit one from the right wing. 6-0 Bayport, and the ball is knocked out of bounds on the inbounds pass, a turnover. So the Evergreens, like they have for much of the season, struggling against full court pressure. You know, you think of the things that you'd like the Evergreens to work on for next season. I mean, this is a young team. The Everest team has only two seniors. You know, handling pressure, because once teams figure out that you struggle against the press, you get it the whole game long. Reagan McIntyre guarded closely here. Evergreens try and trap out of this zone. Over to Elena Abel. Back across to McIntyre, now in the post, carting towards the basket is McIntyre, moved without the ball, got it right back, and Reagan McIntyre has scored, 8-0. Inbounds pass, got a foul on the inbounds against Bayport, it's in the backcourt. The Bayport players holding on the inbound. Foul is on Elena Abel, Evergreen still inbound, having to go the length of the floor. Evergreens have not gotten a look at the basket yet. They're down 8-0. Long cross-court pass. It is over the head of Emma Pyatt. Tried to break pressure with a long pass down court and turned it over again. Evergreens have three turnovers on their first four possessions, so that's not going to do it. Minute 15 seconds in, and Bayport walks the ball up. Elena Abel. Evergreens will pick up 2-3 zone across half court. To the wing, Kruger gets a touch, now up high. Passing on the straight-on threes, Mackenzie Johnson. Johnson works the wing. Again, height advantage down low for Maddie Druck. No one really matches up against her size. Extra pass down low to Druck. She misses at the rim. Fights for her own rebound. Ball's on the floor. This is tied up. And the arrow points to the Evergreens. Boy, Druck had that right underneath and couldn't finish. Still, Bayport leads 8-0, and the press stays on here as the Evergreens look to inbound. Not a lot of separation for this inbounds pass, and the Evergreens barely beat the 5-second count into Kara Hammond. Hammond had it knocked away from behind. It's out of bounds off that Bayport defender, Alana Abel. Evergreens will inbound in front of the Bayport bench, not far from their own basket. Bayport shows man-to-man just like every Bayport player. Looks like she's got an inch or two on the Everest counterpart. Comes in here to Emma Pyatt. Now it's in the corner to Hannah Studeman. Evergreen's running half-court set here. 16 minutes to play in the first half. Evergreen's still looking for their first points. Pyatt goes cross-court. Here's Kara Hammond. Hammond baseline almost stolen. Dribbles 2-3 times. Tough shot. Too strong off the backboard. A miss. Rebounded by Alana Abel of the Pirates. One and done for the Evergreens. Bayport up 8-0, 15:50 to play until halftime. Cross-court pass to Emma Kruger. Kruger has her dribble, goes to the wing now. Abel's cut off of the baseline. That's a bump. Kind of a touchy foul. It's against the Evergreens. McKenna Hammond picks up her first. So double Hammonds on the floor now. McKenna and Kara. beg your pardon, fouls on Kennedy Stoll. Inbounds pass stolen by the Evergreens, taken away by Kara Hammond. Hammond races down the floor to the rim, up and in. The Evergreens get their first points off a turnover. Kara Hammond goes coast to coast, 8-2. Pirates, wow, picking up her dribble there is Abel. Abel gets to the corner, three ball off the rim, too strong for Mackenzie Johnson. Along the baseline, Maddie Drock tumbled out of bounds. Ball goes over to the Evergreens. Evergreens make an early substitution. Braylon Byler comes in. So freshman on the floor. He's gotten a lot of minutes as the season has gone on. In the backcourt, Studeman gets it across the timeline with her dribble. Hannah Studeman will run the point for this set. She directs traffic. Picks up her dribble now. Goes cross court. Byler off the bench with a first touch. Now to the corner, Kara Hammond. Evergreens work the perimeter here against Bayport man-to-man. Ball is back out now. Zuliger. Evergreens again keeping this on the outside. Hannah Studeman, Paige Zarnik. Zarnik can pop a three. She set a screen over there on the weak side, but the Evergreens have the ball on the other side of the floor. Looking to drive in is Studeman. She's bumped. No whistle. Thought about driving to the basket. Cut off, and now the ball's ripped right out of the hands of Kara Hammond. Ahead of everyone laying this up and in is Emma Kruger. Evergreens want a turnover, want a timeout before this gets out of control. Evergreens are down 10-2, 14.5 to play in the first half. We'll take a break, too, back in 30 seconds on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to Bayport, where, as you would expect, the number one team is up on the number 16 team. The Evergreens are trailing 10-2. I'm Chris Conley. We're brought to you by the Brainerd Funeral Home, respected as our area's best funeral home in 2018 and 2019. When it matters most, the Brainerd Funeral Home is there. Evergreens make no personnel changes out of the timeout. This is probably a lesson on how to handle the press. Evergreens have the ball out of this timeout. They'll have to go the length of the floor. Inbounded to Kara Hammond. Hammond breaks it on her dribble. Reagan McIntyre trails her. Hammond goes cross-court now. This is Emma Pyatt now in the corner looking to dribble in. Studeman, a runner through the lane off the back rim. No good. Evergreens fight for the offensive rebound. That's Studeman. Tried to make an extra pass. Loose on the baseline. Stays with the Evergreens. So the Evergreens will get a couple of looks at the basket this time down. Trailing by 8. Kara Hammond will put the ball in play. Again, trouble getting it in and gets it into Paige Zarnik in the corner. Back out to Kara Hammond. Hammond picked up her dribble. Gives it over to Byler. Evergreens work the perimeter here. This is Studeman. Studeman pestered well away from the basket. Bayport settled back into a zone. This is a 2-3 look now. So the Evergreens have to figure out how to get across the top of this. Popping a quick three while missing everything was freshman Byler. Comes right down into the hands of Alana Abel. That was an ugly shot. We will kindly say that it slipped out of her hands, I guess. Evergreens are back defensively, though. Open for a three. Kruger, it's good. Emma Kruger, that's the third three for Bayport. They lead 13-2. Breaking pressure is Paige Zarnik. She's into the front court. Now had her pocket picked from behind. Alana Abel. Back to the front court. Evergreens are back defensively. Mackenzie Johnson baseline picks up her dribble and goes back out. Posting up high, foul line extended. McIntyre, extra pass down low. Missing at the rim is the big Maddie Drock. Drock tried to get her own rebound, tried to tap it to herself. Pulled down by the Evergreens' Paige Zarnik. Studeman gets it here. Drock twice has had the ball down low and was unable to finish at the rim. No matter, her team still leads 13-2, 13 minutes to play in the half. Kara Hammond for the Evergreens. Evergreens have to limit the turnovers. They've turned the ball over 6 times. This is dribbled off her foot. Here comes a 7th turnover. Nope, into the backcourt. Evergreens' Hannah Studeman is closest to it. Tipped back there by the Bayport defender. No backcourt violation. Studeman picks up her dribble to Hammond in the corner. Back to Studeman. They quickly come out to guard her. Post up high here with Pyatt in traffic. Bounce. 3 ball. Kara Hammond too strong. And the rebound pulled down by Reagan McIntyre of the Pirates. Pirates have the height and they've dominated both the offensive and defensive glass. 12.5 to play in the first half. 13-2, the Evergreens are trailing. Pass inside, driving through the lane and scoring is Reagan McIntyre. That was too easy. 15-2. Evergreen's along the baseline. That's a turnover again. No, the Bayport defender stepped out of bounds. Pass was going to be too long for McKenna Hammond. The Bayport player took it, but her momentum carried her over the end line. Evergreens are going to take McKenna Hammond out. Riley Zulliger in for the Evergreens. Everest will inbound along the baseline. Up over the top to Paige Zarnik. Foul line extended. Riley Zulliger thought about that three. Stone cold off the bench. Pulls it back down. Studeman tried the baseline and was cut off. Goes back out. Evergreens work the perimeter. Zulliger looks to drive in. Splits defenders. In traffic. Got a whistle. A late foul is going to send Riley Zulliger to the free throw line. Zulliger tried to split defenders. One of them banged her. Kyla Hendricks, the freshman who's just come in off the bench for Bayport, picks up her first foul. Riley Zulliger gets two free throws. First one, no good, right off the back rim. Abra Auto Body brings you tonight's broadcast. Sports is competitive, automotive body work is competitive. Till you know everything Abra Auto Body has to offer. Special equipment, techs with experience, aluminum certified and more. Abra Auto Body, Wausau's north side. Riley Zulliger hits her second free throw, so she's one of two, and it's 15-3, Evergreens trailing. Bayport quickly into the front court. Evergreens zone defense again. Posting up high. That's the way you break it. Reagan McIntyre down to Drock on the baseline. She was double-teamed for a moment. Goes back out. Thinking about that three. Pulling it down is Hendricks. Back inside to McIntyre and back out. Three ball here. Mackenzie Johnson. She hits again. Johnson has one, two, three threes. 18-3. And now riding the Everest player up the court. Got a foul here. Full court pressure. A little too aggressive. Hannah Studeman had that Bayport player run right up her back. Foul is on Reagan McIntyre. Team's third, her first. Substitution coming in here. Alana Abel, who was a starter, comes back in. In for Mackenzie Johnson. Johnson's had the hot hand outside with a quick 9 points on three threes. Evergreens inbound in front of the Bayport student section on the far side, and they throw it into the backcourt to Kara Hammond. Riley Zulliger now into the corner. Wow, Studeman open for a three. They played her soft and she didn't pop it. The Evergreens going to need something from the outside. Now flinging this ball towards the basket is Byler. No good. Wild out of control shot. Kyla Hendricks gets the rebound for Bayport. Evergreens are back defensively. Bayport will play this as a half-court set. Evergreens have turned the ball over a lot. Bayport's turned it over only once. So the team that's been more careful and the team that's better from the outside has the 18-3 lead. Now almost dribbling that ball off her hips, Alana Abel. Abel gets it back, goes inside to Mackenzie Johnson. Johnson scores 20-3. Evergreens break, full court pressure into the front court now. Kara Hammond moves without the ball, gets it back now. Hannah Studeman. Studeman dribbled that out of bounds off her foot and turned over. Evergreens are going to put McKenna Hammond back in. And Emma Pyatt will come out. Bayport will get the ball and will walk it up the floor. 10.5 to play, first half. 20-3, about as one-sided as you might expect with a number 1 versus a number 16. Some of these first-round playoff games, both for boys and girls basketball, tend to be mismatches. You get some of the best teams in the state playing against teams that have struggled to get wins. That's the way this one's unfolding now. Bayport tries to force that inside, knocked away briefly by Kara Hammond. Bayport gets it right back, though. Emma Kruger closed on the ball faster than the Evergreens could. Bayport pulls this back out. Riley Zulliger reached in, now driving on her, got a foul here. Riley played defense with her hands, not with her feet, reached in, and that's when the player blew right by her, and she wound up fouling Alana Abel, who will go to the free throw line. Riley Zulliger, who's got lots of potential for the Evergreens as a starter in future years, she's only a sophomore, has been foul-prone, though. Manage those fouls. Abel's first free throw is good. Follow the Evergreens all season long at everythingevergreens.com. Brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics. Dunright exterior. Second free throw is a miss. Zulliger gets the rebound. InterCity State Bank, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Country Fresh Meats, and Telusti, Kennedy, and Dirks Law Firm all bring you everythingevergreens.com. There's a three ball for the Evergreens. Good! Kara Hammond. Something from the outside for the Evergreens. 21-6. Bayport wants a timeout. 9:59 to play. 30 seconds timeout taken by the Bruins. And this will be a 30-second timeout. Well, we'll squeeze in a break too. It's Bayport 21, DC Ever 6. Back after this message on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to the Bayport High School Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. Bayport leads the Evergreens 21-6 with 9:49 to play until halftime. Bayport's controlled just about every part of the team. Bayport will inbound across from the far side. Put in to Kyla Hendricks, and the clock is moving again. Bayport will bring this down to 9.5 minutes to play in the half on this possession. Work the perimeter while Abel was open for a three. Goes to her sharpshooting teammate Mackenzie Johnson. Misses from behind the arc. Riley Zuliger gets the rebound. Evergreens play this half court. Kara Hammond. Hammond with her dribble, up high, open for a three. Studeman got a moving pick here. I think this is going to be called on the Evergreens. Well, wait a minute, let's sort this out. No, it's the Bayport player trying to fight through that pick, called for the foul. Sophie Vandejagt has come in and promptly picks up a foul just like that. Evergreens inbound underneath their own basket. The three was a miss. All the way up high to Braylon Beiler. Along the baseline now, Kara Hammond looks to drive in, cut off back to Zuliger, splits defenders, gets to the rim, and scores! It's a nice drive there. Riley Zuliger now has three, and it's 21-8. Can the Evergreens inch a little bit closer? Well, let's see. Bayport down low. That's turned over by the Pirates. Pass a little bit too long for Bayport's Alana Abel to grab that in. So the Evergreens will get the ball. Have to run the length of the floor here. The Evergreens, wow, the press came off, and the Evergreens get to walk it up unmolested for the first time. Kara Hammond gives it over to Braylon Beiler. And now here's Hannah Studeman. Studeman looks to drive in. Foul line extended, flings it towards the rim. Didn't get her shoulders squared up there and missed. That's kind of a bad miss off the back bracket from one step inside the foul line. Bayport gets the rebound. Bayport's been stuck on 21 for a while. Straight on three, not anymore. That's good by Emma Krieger. Krieger now has eight. 24-8 now with 8:15 to play in the first half. Bayport settles back into a zone. Pulls this ball back out. Evergreens bounce in the corner. Beiler back to Hannah Studeman. And now over to Kara Hammond. Evergreens are on the perimeter, working behind the three-point line. Straight on three. Hannah Studeman wide. Just barely grazed the side of the rim. Long rebound. Going to have a loose ball foul that's going to be on the Evergreens. Kara Hammond battling for that loose ball. Do I spy with my broadcaster's eye Taylor Pettit? Evergreen standout, Youngstown State player in the house here watching the game with her dad. Does that mean Youngstown State is playing Green Bay or there's some time off here? Baseline shot too strong for Bayport's Emma Krieger. Rebound comes to Riley Zuliger. Evergreen's in transition trying to get the ball ahead. Studeman to the rim. Rolls off the rim. Wave it off anyway. It's a travel. Another turnover. A ninth turnover for the Evergreens. Obviously, the Evergreens had that undefeated regular season. That was 5 years ago. Only game they lost was in the state championship to Divine Savior. Taylor Pettit would have been a freshman that year. What a run that was. In fact, saw Taylor Hodell at the Evergreens' last home game. Here's a shot from behind the three-point arc and a whistle. I think three free throws are coming here. Unless this was a foul away from the basket. Yeah, it's away from the balls. Non-shooting. Non-shooting on Riley Zuliger. Zuliger was fighting for rebounding position. Basketball is brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center. 50 years of keeping lives in motion. comprehensive orthopedic, pain management, spine, podiatry, physical therapy. Learn more about bonejoint.net. In traffic, turned over. Evergreens get the ball back to Hannah Studeman. Studeman, they trade turnovers. She had her pocket picked from behind. Bayport gets the ball right back. Now 7 minutes to play until halftime. Bayport's on the perimeter. Bayport just doesn't seem in any danger now, enjoying a 24-8 lead. Bounce this ball over to Emma Krieger. Now over to the wing, Reagan McIntyre. Bayport gets the ball down low, knocked away by the Evergreens. McKenna Hammond tried to feed the low post, and Maddie Drock, and the Evergreens take it away. High down court, the Evergreens score at the rim, getting the ball to McKenna Hammond. An assist for Hannah Studeman. 24-10. Closest the Evergreens have been in a while. Bayport's kind of cooled off from the hot start. Cross court pass in travel. Well, that's got to be a travel, and it's not called. They call a foul. Wow. That Bayport player, when she received the ball, took 1, 2, 3 steps, and then the whistle fouled. The officials are going to judge that the contact came first, I suppose. Ashlyn Fernstad, who's in the game for the Evergreens, called for the foul. Her first, team's fifth. Krieger will get 2 free throws, and she bricks the first one right off the back of the rim. Evergreens will put Paige Zarnik back in, and will take Riley Zuliger out. Krieger's got one more. She's got that one, which brings Bayport to 25. 25-10, 6.5 to play in the first half. Evergreens get full court pressure. Hannah Studeman. Studeman right to the rim, high, arcing, good. Studeman kisses the glass and scores. You know, the points are coming a little more easily for the Evergreens at this stage of the first half. Along the baseline, driving to the rim, Mackenzie Johnson, she misses. Got a reach in foul. We're calling a jump ball. Drock was tangled up in that with one of the Everest players, and I think Emma Pyatt got her hand on it, too. Yeah, this is a tied-up ball, and the arrow points to the Bayport Pirates. So they will inbound underneath their own hoop. Go up high, turned over, ball is loose. Bayport's going to save it in the backcourt. Retrieving that there is Mackenzie Johnson. Yeah, Bayport over the last 3 or 4 minutes has missed a lot more shots. Some of the sheen has come off from the early stages of this game. Alana Abel cut off, picks up her dribble, goes back out to Reagan McIntyre. Got a whistle, got a reach-in foul on the Evergreens. Country Fresh Meats sponsors basketball tonight. Fresh meat from Wisconsin farms. Make Country Fresh Meats your local choice. Highways 29 and J in Weston. It's McKenna Hammond's first, team's sixth. Bayport goes into the bonus on the next Everest foul. 5:45 and counting until halftime. Faking the three and pulling the ball back down is Krieger. Krieger's hit from outside before. This ball's almost thrown into the backcourt. Bayport saves it. Alana Abel. Abel to the rim and misses. Left it short. Started her jump towards the basket a little bit too far away, and Emma Pyatt gets the rebound for the Evergreens. 25-12. Baseline three in the air. Too strong for McKenna Hammond. Bayport gets the rebound. Krieger grabbed it down. Bayport again in no rush. Don't want to push here. Bayport tends to work around the Everest zone. Looks for an open shot. Maybe set a high screen. There's the give and go down low and scoring at the rim. Emma Krieger. Krieger's high scorer so far tonight. She's got 11 and it's 27-12. Press is off. Evergreens bring this to the front court. Ashlyn Fernstad. Long cross court pass to McKenna Hammond. Now to Studeman in the corner. Evergreens work the perimeter. Calling out a play here is McKenna Hammond. Up high now to Studeman. Studeman runs the point. Evergreens will put Kara Hammond back in on the next turnover. And then turned it over right there. Went right out of bounds off one of the Everest players and a bad pass. Right into the scorer's table. Sophie Vandiok comes in for the Pirates. Pirates can afford to use a deep bench here. 4.5 to play until halftime. Evergreens are trailing 27-12. Pass goes over the top to Drock down low. She's cut off. Drock passes to a cutter coming through the lane, scoring there. Alana Abel. Abel did a good job moving without the ball. 29-12. To the front court, Kara Hammond of the Evergreens. To Paige Zarnik. Now to the corner. Emma Pyatt. Evergreens go back out. Evergreens are working the perimeter against a 2-3 zone. And Kara Hammond Now Ashlyn Fernstadt. Fernstadt's been in for an extended period, looking to drive in. Cut off. Paige Zarnik flings it towards the rim, bounces up and goes through the cylinder. That's a friendly bounce for Pyatt, 29-14. Bayport walks the ball up. Alana Abel picks up her dribble. Wow, the Everglades got to swarm to the ball in that spot, and they don't. Over to Mackenzie Johnson. Yeah, when you see that player pick up the dribble, someone's got to come out of the zone and pressure. Straight on three, too strong for Mackenzie Johnson. Evergreen secure the rebound. McKenna Hammond. Evergreen's done a little better job on the defensive boards, too. That's a carry. Hannah Studeman dribbled way up high and palmed that ball and turned it over. So the Evergreens get something good, a rebound, and then turn it over. It's the 12th turnover for the Evergreens in the first half. Trailing 29-14, they've just given the ball back to the Pirates with 3:25 left in the first half. Evergreens have 14 on the scoreboard and down by 15 right now. Looking for a cutter in, pass is too long, stolen by the Evergreens' Paige Zarnik. That wasn't a good pass. Tried to feed it into a tight spot. Braylon Beiler brings it into the front court, goes back out. Here's Paige Zarnik. Here's a three ball put up by Emma Pyatt. No good, too strong. Big bang for the rebound, and the Bayport player traveled. That's not a good call. The Bayport player was hit by one of the Evergreens players. Kayla Hendricks technically turns the ball over, but that's not right. Evergreen's getting a break on a friendly whistle. They'll get the ball back underneath. 3 minutes to go till halftime. Inbounded way up high into traffic and turned over. Mackenzie Johnson ahead of everyone. Johnson scores. Johnson now has 13, 31-14. The Evergreens have not been careful with the ball, and the good teams make you pay the price when you turn it over. Looking to drive in here is Paige Zarnik. She's cut off. Goes back out to Kara Hammond. Evergreen's on the perimeter. Beiler tries to get in, draws the double team on the baseline. Goes back out now to Pyatt. Evergreen's back on the perimeter. 2.5 to play as we count down the final moments of the first half. Evergreen's up high again to Pyatt. Looking to drive in is Hammond. Cut off, settles for a long flinging shot from the foul line. Again, didn't get her feet set. It's a miss and a loose ball foul on the Evergreens. Going to walk all the way down to the other end of the floor. Bayport will shoot a 1-1. Fouls on Ashlyn Fernstadt, who's picked up her second. Bayport wants a timeout. 31-14 is our score, and Bayport's got some free throws coming up. We'll keep it right here. At halftime, we'll tally up our leading scores. We'll preview the boys' basketball playoffs, which get underway next week. The boys start their regular season a week later than the girls, so their playoffs start a little bit later. Everest boys already Valley Conference champion, so they've got a title and a trophy to put in the trophy case in their back pocket before they begin their playoff run. Never miss a score. Hear podcasts of every game at everythingevergreens.com, a website just for Everest fans. Sponsored by Cloverbelt Credit Union, the Bone and Joint Center, M&J Marine, the Brainerd Funeral Home, and Abra Auto Body. I'm Chris Conley. We're at Bayport, where the Evergreens will see their season come to an end with a loss tonight. They trail 31-14. 2:15 to play in the first half. Free throws coming up. Emma Krieger has a 1-1. She's 1-for-2 from the free throw line tonight. It's live on a miss. It's a make. Bayport just doesn't feel like they're threatened by the Evergreens at all. Bayport hit a couple of threes early, got out to an early lead, have not looked back. Krieger gets both of her free throws. As a team, Bayport's 4-for-6 from the free throw line. Full court pressure, Evergreens get it into Kara Hammond on her dribble, gets it across half court. Now she picks up her dribble, bounces it over to Braylon Beiler. Beiler dribbled it off her hip and out of bounds. Turned over again. 33-14. Jackie Selgowski comes in. Yeah, Bayport can give everyone some playing time again.
Bayport will host a game tomorrow with a win. Again, they're the number one seed, so they get home court advantage as far as they go. Pass goes down low to Mackenzie Johnson in traffic, goes back out. Three ball too strong for Emma, that was Reagan McIntyre. Long rebound comes out to Kara Hammond of the Evergreens. Under 2 minutes to play. Baseline, three ball. Kara Hammond missed everything, went right over the rim. Getting the offensive rebound, Kara Hammond tried to shuttle it into traffic. Loose ball foul here, and it's going to be on Bayport. Bayport still has fouls to give, so this is non-shooting. Sophie Vandiak has picked up her second. Evergreens will inbound underneath. Myler comes out. The Evergreens put Emma Pyatt back in. Ball comes in all the way up high to Fernstadt. Now it's in the corner, Kara Hammond. Evergreens work the perimeter again. 95 seconds and counting down till halftime. Along the baseline, Emma Pyatt looks to drive in. She's fouled. No, offensive foul. They're going to say the defender had position, and Pyatt plowed into her. Another turnover for the Evergreens. Pyatt will be called for her first foul. Bayport gets the ball back. Bayport can hold for one if they want to. Clock's at 1:20 to play and counting down. Bayport looks like they're running regular offense here. Jackie Selgowski, Sophie Vandiak. They're on the perimeter. Bayport looks like they're looking for that cutter underneath. Entry pass down low, Mackenzie Johnson, but she's defensed well by Kara Hammond. Gets along the baseline right under the cylinder, has to go back out. Three ball in the air, good. Emma Krieger. Krieger has hit her third three. Now 1 minute to play in the half. It's 36-14. Evergreens have Ashlyn Fernstadt handling the ball. Fernstadt's pass, bad pass, stolen by Reagan McIntyre. She's ahead of everyone, and McIntyre lays it in. 38-14, kind of an ugly first half now. Evergreens into the front court, Kara Hammond. 35 seconds remaining. Evergreens are running offense, not holding for one. Almost turned over by Emma Pyatt. Lost the handle and got it back. On the overplay, Paige Zarnik thought about driving in, cut off, three ball. Missed just wide of the rim. Kara Hammond misfired. Rebound goes to Sophie Vandiak. Vandiak is 6 foot, so off the bench, that's a tall player. Down to 15 seconds to play in the half, and Bayport will get the final shot before halftime. Sophie Vandiak goes over to Kyla Hendricks. Now down to 6, 5, 4. Give and go. Open for a three. This will count if it goes flung towards the rim. Sophie Vandiak misses. Evergreen's Emma Pyatt gets the rebound, and that's where the half comes to an end. Bayport up big as we go to the locker room. Pirates 38, Evergreen's 14. We'll be back after this 3-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.